From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama has landed in Kenya, his father's ancestral homeland, for meetings on development and security. Mr. Obama's plane touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta. The U.S. president shook hands with Kenyan dignitaries and then signed what appeared to be a guest book before climbing into a limousine. President Obama last visited Kenya in 2006 as a U.S. senator, but this is his first trip as president. Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that means a lot to his country.
President Obama is not just any other American president. He has African roots, and more specifically Kenyan roots. And so it is significant in a very different way.
Mr. Obama addresses the Global Entrepreneurship on Sunday, Entrepreneurship Summit, that is, on Sunday. He will later travel to Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if the U.S. Congress disapproves a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Iran the green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the executive department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore because we have 535 secretaries of state.
Congress has 55 more days to accept or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. It would take a two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress to override a veto. This is VOA News. Turkish jets have struck Islamic State targets in Syria. The attack follows a deadly clash between the jihadists and Turkish soldiers on the Syrian border. As Dorian Jones reports, security forces also carried out raids on Islamic State and Kurdish militants in Turkey's largest city, Istanbul.
In Istanbul and several other cities, police carried out over 100 dawn raids. More than 200 people have been detained in the sweep. The operations were aimed at both the Islamic State militant group and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. At least one person has been reported killed. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the raids were part of a widening operation. The raids follows Monday's deadly bombing by a suspected IS suicide bomber that killed 32 people, many of whom were Kurds. In retaliation, Kurdish militants killed two police officers they accused of collaborating with the jihadists. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the PKK that Turkey was in a new era and that the PKK had to immediately lay down its arms or face fatal consequences. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said in a statement Friday that Abu Khalil al-Sudani, a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander, was killed by a U.S. airstrike in Bermal District, Paktika Province, on July 11th. The statement described al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations. It added that he was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. It also said that he maintained close ties with al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri. The names of two other people killed in the airstrike were not released. Police in the U.S. state of Louisiana have identified the gunman who opened fire Thursday evening in a movie theater, killing two people and wounding nine others before killing himself. Officials in the town of Lafayette say they are seeking more information about the suspect, 59-year-old John Russell Hauser. Lafayette's police chief has described Hauser as kind of a drifter. About 100 people were in the theater watching the film Trainwreck when the gunman began shooting his fellow moviegoers with a handgun. There's no word on a possible motive. And European regulators have given a green light, that is, to a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. The drug, known as Mosquirix, should be licensed for babies and very young children, according to the European Medicines Agency. That's despite mixed results in efficacy testing. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.